Ah, yes, good old Chris Durang. What's he gotten into now? Over the years, he's been known for such idiosyncratic shows as Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You, The Marriage of Bette and Boo, and, of course, The Idiot's Kazimoff. But Durang's nicely into his 60s now. Perhaps he's calmed down a bit? Well, no. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike concerns Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Snow White, licking postage stamps, movie stars, the theater, voodoo, pricks, getting old, and the significance of the blue heron, among many other things. Directed by Kurt Columbus, it's wild and almost woolly, played with a reach for a high, absurdist style by some of Trinity's top actors. Throw in many inside references to characters from Mr. Chekhov and Vanya, etc., sometimes reaches high levels of humor. And Mr. Durang does have a point. At his age, he's saying he's realized that when you get older, it's time to count your blessings a bit. Stop twisting yourself into a pretzel over past errors, not to mention the dirty deals you've suffered. Admirable, all that. And Vanya, etc., does have its moments. I must admit that the audience I saw it with Tuesday night, regular Trinity subscribers rather than the usual press night acolytes, seemed mostly to be having a high old time. But I found the play overdone, both in its sheer length of nearly 2.5 hours and in its consistent drive to play and replay the gags, the inside references. Oh, I've forgotten to mention the plot. In dear old Bucks County, a far-off suburb of some wealth and privilege, we find Vanya and Sonia, two very American types with Russian names. Their parents were professors and community theater participants. Played with considerable drive by Brian McElhaney and Janice Duclos, the pair is surrounded by their own despair. And only Chris Durang can make despair funny. They battle and cut each other. Crockery is destroyed, and so is any comfort for the battling two. Then enter their sister Masha, a movie star, who never lets you forget it. Phyllis Kay plays her with all the bravado and insecurity you'd expect. In tow, the star has Spike, a stud of a young actor played by Mark Larson, who spends much of his time running about in his underpants. Crazy enough for you? Ha! Enter Cassandra, an African-American servant. Done with wide-eyed energy by Tangela Large, she voodoos her way to somewhere. To add to the foolish fun, there's an aspiring theater actress. Played with kooky drive by Sylvia Cates, she completes a full Durang ménage. But as I've said, it's all too much. Slicing and dicing and perhaps adding a bit more seriousness to the play would have helped. One example, Brian McElhaney's old-timer launches into a tale of the wonders of the old days, when you wrote letters and licked stamps and so forth. It's quite fine, funny and real, but just plain goes on and on. Less is more, they always say. That's certainly true of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.